Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in Revelation chapter 12. We're looking at the wonders, the woman, the wars, and the woes. Stay tuned for our program. Continue today in Revelation chapter 12, but before we do, listen to this message and song. Jesus is coming again. He's coming soon, I think. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come.
Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace.
Lately, how it's really going to be when we see our loved ones again. Oh, what a precious thought. No more tears, no more saying goodbye, and really, no more memories, because then all will be fine.
Continue our message today in Revelation chapter 12, and as we mentioned in our previous broadcast, this is a very important pivotal point in the book of Revelation. If we do not understand this chapter properly, we're not going to understand the rest of the book. Now, we read Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 1. If I mention that, you know exactly where to turn. If I say Revelation chapter 11 and verse 19, you also know where to turn, and you will turn to the previous chapter and the last verse. You understand that chapter headings were put in by man so we could do exactly what I just did and we could all get in the same place. Chapter headings were not inspired of God. Now, it would have been better if they had put Revelation chapter 11 and verse number 19 as verse number 1 of chapter 12. However, the word "and," when you see that word in the Bible, it always associates us with what is going on just before it. It says in Revelation 12 and verse number 1, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven." Now, if we go back to verse number 19 in the previous chapter, the last verse there, it says, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and earthquakes and great hail." Now, it says that there was open in heaven the temple, and what we see there is the ark of his testament. That word testament has been translated covenant 20 times in the scriptures. And so when we read in Revelation 11 and verse number 19, "And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes and great hail." Now, what we're looking at here is God has made a covenant with Israel. Now, let's keep in mind that this chapter, as the whole book of Revelation does, except for the first couple of chapters, it focuses completely on Israel. Now, we look at going back to verse number 1 of... Now, let's go back to verse number 19 on chapter 11, and we'll read down through here. It says, "And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his covenant, and there were lightnings and earthquakes and a great hail. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven." That word, we said, has been translated the heavenlies 1,537 times. "There was a great wonder in the heavenlies." It's not talking about heaven where God exists or lives, but it's talking about the atmosphere around this world. "There was a great wonder in the heavenlies." And what do we have? A woman, and we saw in our verses from last time, this woman clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet, and upon her head was 12 stars, and so on. We read here that this represents Israel, the nation of Israel. And it says in verse number 3, "There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon." Now, we have in the scriptures, we find if we look, and we don't have to look very hard, that at the heart of the Lord is Israel. At the heart of Satan is a hatred for Israel. And so this wonder in heaven, this great red dragon who we saw in our previous program, is absolutely the devil. And a third part of the stars of heaven, which are those angels that followed him, they come to attack the nation of Israel. It's very important to understand that. Dr. Harry Ironside, in his book concerning the book of Revelation, wrote years ago, and I quote, "Christ himself personally was actually born before the time of her, Israel's, great period of anguish in the days of the coming tribulation. But it will be during that time of trouble that he, Christ, will be born in the consciousness of the nation, and that they will realize that he belongs to them, that he is Israel's son. The 12 stars upon her head may well speak of her 12 patriarchs and her, Israel's, 12 tribes." And so, with this in mind, we'll launch into Revelation chapter 13. I read in verse number 1, John said, "I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Verse 9 goes on to say, If any man have ears, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is patience and faith of the saints. And then John says in verse number 11, And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18 concludes, Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Well, another interesting chapter here in the book of Revelation, and we'll have to look at it in our next program. But as we begin this portion of Scripture during the tribulation period, Satan is no longer referred to as the prince of the power of the air, as he is called in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 2, but he is cast down to this earth, and as we read in our last chapter, his time is short, so he increases his wrath. Well, it is very obvious that we are at the end of this age as recorded in the Word of God, and Jesus Christ is coming again soon. It ought to be our goal in the time that is left that the Lord would make us a blessing to other people.
Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine when darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove through every moment you indeed, unto your mission be.